Well, now this is going to be the second year in the row that you've sort of stood San Antonio on its head and really presented some very, very stunning clinical research information. Any predictions about what you're going to be presenting next year?
For breast cancer, actually, we are doing pretty interesting study in my lab. That is the comprehensive survey of all amplified genes in breast cancer, or any common amplicons. Because some of the amplicons are actually associated with high expression of the genes like HER2. Not all amplicons are like that. So we selected, based on published data from Stanford or others, about 30 amplicons that are associated with high expression of the gene. And we are now have developed FISH proofs for all of them, and is going through tissue microarrays from various trials to kind of see whether there is a pattern of gene amplification that correlates with clinical outcome, and whether there is a so-called amplificator phenotype, that is, tumors that has very high genomic instability, so that they have a tendency to amplify a lot of genes, and they are predicted to have maybe more drug resistance because, you know, they will amplify the genes, you know, that are drug targets, so that they become resistant very fast. And if we are able to identify, let's say, prognostic amplicons, then we can dissect out further to identify the genes in the amplicon that drives the amplicon. That can be another target for, you know, therapeutic approach. So we are doing that. We already have evidence that those cases that have no amplification at all seems to have extremely good prognosis. So it's going to be very interesting how that research will come out.
So it kind of sounds similar to the way you approach the genomic health thing. So what trials are you looking at these in? The same trials, B14, B20?
We're going to do that, but this is more comprehensive. Actually, I'm trying to look at all trials that we have using tissue micro, right? Starting from B04.
You must be a busy guy.
My fellow, Chung Kim, who's a very hardworking guy, has been living in a dark room for the past 1 year for doing the FISH.
Interesting.